Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Let's talk about fitness apps. For those of you who need motivation to exercise, you can find smartphone apps for cycling, yoga, and lots of activities in between. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. All you need is an internet connection and a smartphone or computer. Some apps also come with a virtual trainer you can chat with remotely. If you're new to online training, do a little research to find which program might work best for you. Studies show even short bouts of frequent exercise might lower body fat and boost aerobic fitness. There's also some evidence that 6 minutes of exercise before a meal may help people with insulin resistance and control blood sugar. Examples include biking as hard as you can for 60 seconds, walking fast upstairs for 60 seconds, or doing body weight exercises for 60 seconds. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author and adventurer and instructor, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Miguel CSD seeking candidates for Board of Directors. Convicted murderer in San Luis Obispo County to be released on parole. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Miguel CSD is seeking candidates to fill three seats for its board of directors in the November election. San Miguel is an unincorporated community in Slo County with about 2,800 residents, located 7 miles north of the city of Paso Robles. The district provides fire services, street lighting and landscaping, wastewater collection and treatment, portable water production and distribution, solid waste services, and more. The board consists of 5 members with staggered 4-year terms. They meet every fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m. in San Miguel's Senior Center. Of the 3 available seats, 2 are 4-year terms from December 2026 until 2030. 1 is a 2-year term beginning in December and ending in 2028. The nomination period for declaration of candidacy forms runs from July 13th to August 7th. A convicted murderer who was 20 years old at the time of his crime could be released early on parole. 36-year-old Patrick Wallett was convicted by a jury in 2009, alongside now 54-year-old Chad Westbrook, for the 2007 murder of Joshua Holgate in San Luis Obispo County. Holgate was killed at Wallett's home at the Oceanaire Mobile Home Park in San Luis Obispo, where Westbrook shot him with a shotgun while Wallett beat both Holgate and a woman with a baseball bat after they had had sex. The woman was engaged to Wallett's brother, which is what prosecutors say prompted the crime. Wallett could be released early because he was a youthful offender, under the age of 26 at the time he committed his crimes. He is expected to be released on June 6th. Slocog advances half-cent sales tax to November 2026 ballot. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A convicted murderer who was 20 years old at the time of his crime. The San Luis Obispo Council of Governments voted to place the local roads first transportation tax on the November 2026 ballot. Slocog says the decision came from a 10-2 vote from its board of directors. The proposed measure would levy a half-cent sales tax in San Luis Obispo County that would go to a fund for dedicated transportation improvements. Slocog says if approved by the voters, the measure would provide an estimated $35 million a year in local funding for road repairs, safety improvements, congestion relief, transit, safe routes to school, and mobility programs. 3 new meerkats have been added to the Central Coast Zoo, just in time for the 23rd annual Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. 3 2-year-old female meerkat sisters have all joined the zoo, born in Colorado. The meerkat sisters are named Bumble, Buzz, and Honeycomb, known as the Bee Girls. They will join 2 resident meerkat males. Meerkats, native to southern Africa, are highly social animals that live in cooperative family groups organized around a strict matriarchal society. There's so much more to see at the Central Coast Zoo. Don't forget to enjoy the annual Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. with all-you-can-eat ice cream sundaes. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released another update yesterday evening for votes counted in San Luis Obispo County. For the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody remains ahead of James D'Antona, 52-48% of the votes. Turnout so far for District 2 is 22%. For District 4, Jimmy Paulding remains ahead of Adam Burden, 52-48%. Elena Cano still leads in the Clerk Recorder's race with 61% of the votes. Vanessa Rosso has 27% and Gaia Powell has 11%. The next update for votes in San Luis Obispo County will be provided today by 5 p.m. For the governor's race, Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra remain in the top 2, with 28 and 26% of votes respectively. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0, the Angels beat the Rockies 11-4, the Athletics over the Cubs 5-4, the Giants shut out the Brewers 1-0, Phillies beat the Padres 3-2, the Guardians over the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Guardians. In California news, A shooting broke out during a high school graduation ceremony yesterday evening. The shooting happened at 7:15 p.m. on the Fairfield High School campus parking lot towards the end of the ceremony. Three victims were injured by gunfire, ages 11, 20, and 25. An 18-year-old died from their injuries. No active suspects were reported after police arrived. The California High-Speed Rail Authority says they have completed another structure in the Central Valley. The overpass will carry traffic over the high-speed rail tracks. 171 miles in total are currently under design and construction from Merced to Bakersfield, according to the authority, with 80 miles of guideway complete. Now 61 fully completed major structures. Officials have confirmed the identity of the suspect who took 10 hostages at a Chase building in Bakersfield. 41-year-old Anthony Scott Harris was shot and killed at about 4:20 a.m. after a nearly 16-hour-long standoff. He was an Army veteran who was dishonorably discharged and had a history of trouble with law enforcement. He was a registered sex offender as well. Police say he was demanding materials from an earlier case he was involved in. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A longstanding U.S. trade program is coming under scrutiny from the meat industry. The Africa Growth and Opportunities Act was designed to expand two-way trade between the United States and sub-Saharan African nations by allowing the president to grant duty-free access to qualifying countries. But the U.S. Meat Export Federation says some of those countries maintain strict barriers against American beef and pork. USMEF Director of Export Services, Jim Remchek.
South Africa, over 10 years ago, agreed to lift a ban on U.S. pork. However, South Africa has continued to impose the unscientific trade barriers due to porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, PRRS. So we are encouraging South Africa to adopt a science and risk-based approach and requirements in line with their WTO commitments for the Nigerian market. All fresh, non-processed U.S. red meat is currently ineligible. It's an unscientific ban, but we do see it as a tremendous growth area. And again, we think that pulling the strings on the AGOA angle could possibly give us some leverage. We're encouraging USTR to consider sanctioning or suspending Nigeria's AGOA benefits until this ban is lifted.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is currently seeking public comments on the implementation of AGOA.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The logging industry's decline in Northern California during the past few decades led many sawmills to shutter, affecting communities that had long depended on timber production. But there is still a need for logging as state agencies such as CAL FIRE increasingly back logging and forest thinning projects as key strategies for reducing wildfire risk. In Trinity County, local teachers and others in the community worked to secure grants that helped Hay Fork High School begin construction of its own sawmill in 2024. Last month, the school held a grand opening for the sawmill, which is now nearly complete. The hope is that the sawmill will stoke much-needed interest in the forestry field. It's important to support logging through projects like this because our forests don't stop growing, said Red Winters, a forester and former Hay Fork High School student. We have not been good stewards of our public lands for decades, and programs like this will ensure a workforce for the future. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently it is 55 degrees with clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open widely mixed, with the Dow up about 500 points at the open and the Nasdaq skidding. Investors are looking at Israel and Lebanon agreeing to renew their ceasefire agreement. Crude oil prices have moderated, though tech stocks are slumping after both Broadcom and Ciena reported upbeat earnings, but Wall Street had very high expectations for both. Broadcom shares down nearly 14%, Ciena down 13%. Foxconn Technology Group and Intel will work together to provide services to artificial intelligence data centers and are looking to make custom AI chips. However, Intel shares are down with other technology today, dropping 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer, El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right, we're ready to go here. To call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition, all here on The Right Choice. As we're ready to go here with your freedom of speech. Oh, got to start over. There we go.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying,
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Sound Off, Karen. Very interesting show. Josh Friedman and David Duringer will be on. Now, Dave has some relatives that live in Ukraine, and Josh, he just attended the Black Sea Security Forum in Odessa, so they'll update us on what's going on, because that's kind of taken a back seat in the news, considering what's going on in the Middle East. So, enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Let's see here on the text. Let's see here. Schools should be teaching kids that Congress makes the laws. It's ICE's job to enforce them. Instead, they are infecting the children with the mind virus, TDS. Okay, this started this morning because I got an email from somebody who was out of town and then became aware of the yearbook situation at Paso Robles High School. So, and again, it's under review. Under review, we're told. All right, and also, let's see here, California primary. Let's see here. It could be weeks before we get the final results. No doubt about it. And that is just has it become the facts of life here in the state of California regarding you going to vote and waiting for the results. Now, this has been an issue for quite a few years now, and as of now, it doesn't seem like there's any stop to it. You know, we've been through it here locally. As a matter of fact, I think our county was one of the second slowest counties, even though the other ones were bigger counties. A county our size, which is not very big, we were among the, let's just say, yeah, the slowest. Okay, here on the email, profanity. If FU is now acceptable in society as well as high school yearbooks, why can't you say it on the air? Don't you have the right to free speech? I myself am totally against profanity, either public or private. If I'm talking to someone who constantly uses profanity, I'll just walk away. I respect their right to free speech, but because they have a right to say it doesn't mean I have to stand there and listen to it. Well, that's been a debate regarding on the air. If you remember the famous skit from George Carlin, The Seven Dirty Words, and that has been, you know, the FCC deems things inappropriate or obscene, according to them and the rules within the FCC. It's among many of the reasons why the delay systems were put in and are mandatory by the FCC. We have a delay system here. Now, it is the responsibility from the station's end to, let's just say, watch their mouth. However, when it comes in from the public, because you can't, you don't sit here all morning with the dump button on. And sometimes you catch it and sometimes you don't. Obviously, it's happened on the air here a few times. Not often. You know, in general, most people, they, you know, they're pretty good about it. And every once in a while, there's a slip, but the intent wasn't there. So that would mean, my thinking anyway, that if it slipped, and Chris, what do you think about this? If it slips and it's not meant as, you know, calling in and saying, hey, Kevin, you and Chris, go, that's more deliberate than in the course of a conversation when somebody slips. So that means they probably use it in their everyday language, but not on a regular basis.
I fully agree. I think intent is very important when considering violation of rules or regulations.
Okay. And let's see here. I tend to agree with this gentleman that called in. If you're having a conversation with somebody and it's every other word is an F-bomb or this, you know, those similar words and so forth, it's hard to want to be in that conversation. But, you know, one of the things is, if you don't know the person that you're having, you know, you strike up a conversation, or even if you somewhat know them, but, you know, not like you would, you know, some of your better friends, I think the caution should always be there because of the just to have the respect, because you don't know if it may offend them. Now, you have a right to be offended. I understand all that nice gobbledygook talk and so forth, but I think there is just should be considered general respect. I know that when I come across people, for example, when I do my Monday sound offs, I always bring them into the bullpen. I call my office the bullpen. They come in X amount of minutes before we go on the air, and we just kind of warm up and get to know one another and so forth. And I would say that most of the time, no bad language comes out. And again, it's not deliberate. It's but it just may slip out during the course of the conversation. If, you know, from the person that's meeting me, or, you know, vice versa. But it's not there as that. Now, I've always thought regarding on air, if you want to get right down to freedom of speech, that I think it should be up to the radio station to whether it's permissible or not. Now, Chris, do you think that that's should be up to the each radio station and not the government?
That's a tough one, because I remember actually talking about this in one of my communication classes about the FCC's reasoning for, you know, having stricter regulations for things that are over the air. You know, the argument that the airwaves are considered public, and there's also the idea that, unlike some other things that contain swear words like a movie or a book, you can stumble across a radio station with, you know, children present. So that's all for me to say. I understand those arguments. As for the question of whether it should be left up to a radio station personally and let the public decide whether they want to tolerate that and listen to the station, I think I'm in agreement with that.
Okay, because to me, you know, if you want to get right down to it, okay, so we're told, you know, through the FCC, hey, you better be good little boys and girls, or going to, you know, rinse your mouth out with soap. But so if you leave it up to the radio station, then really what the radio station is doing, they're making a decision, and they're going to let the public decide. So it's, to me, it's similar that, okay, I'm gonna start a radio station, and I'm going to play classical music in Biloxi. I'm gonna open up a radio station in Biloxi, Mississippi, and I'm gonna play classical music. The chances of me staying in business are pretty slim. So I'm going to have to make an adjustment to what the public wants. Maybe I'm not going to be playing classical music anymore. Maybe I'll be playing, something in Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm stereotyping here. Maybe some country music. And now I'm successful because the public let me know. So the same thing, I've always thought this, that it would be up to the public to decide on, you know, the use of language, just like, you know, whether they like certain shows or they like certain songs or, you know, types of music, et cetera, et cetera. So I understand that, but there's also, I don't know if the public, because of the way society is now, would be as acceptable as some people may think, because I, you know, at least I'm just going by myself. And I may have mentioned this when I've seen some comedy skits over the years, including the not Foxworthy as much, but the other guy, Larry, the cable guy, and then the other one with the cigarettes and a drink in his hand. I got tired of all the F words after, you know, it seems like almost every other word was F. I said, you know what, I don't like this. I just don't like it. Again, maybe it has to do with the way you were raised, your age, et cetera, but it just gets old after a while. And you're not using it for any specific reason. Now, there are some comics who, even though they may used some salty language over the course of time, they would use it in precise moments within telling a story or a punchline, instead of every other word, F and this, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll be interesting to see down the road with the FCC. And again, as you know, people from different generations, obviously younger generations, take over and they get control. And I don't mean control. They, you know, get to be in appointments and so forth, because they're coming from a society and a generation that was more acceptable of standards. And again, I use my own experience in this business of compared to 30 or 40 years ago, if somebody had, you know, said some bad language on the air, we would get phone calls. And then I'm even going back less time than that, where if I'm using 30 as a parameter, then I'll go to 25, where if there was bad language on the radio, we wouldn't get phone calls. because people, and again, these weren't the type of phone calls that we got in, I mean, on air, where, you know, somebody was ranting and raving and doing the, you know, the F-bombs and so forth. It was just a, you know, a little bit of a slip. Although, there's been a couple of times, and if you remember when Al was doing Sound Off, where these knuckleheads would call in and deliberately, you know, try to do that. We cut them off and so forth. But if it doesn't originate with the radio station, in other words, if Chris and I just started going on a rant here with F-bombs and so forth, we could get in trouble. As opposed to if somebody called in, and there is the difference between somebody calling in and ranting and raving with an F-bomb and us doing nothing and just letting it go on, as opposed to if somebody slips. So, in a sense, those rules have been loosened just a little bit. Maybe you folks have some thoughts on that, or even pertaining or in line with this email, that if you're in a conversation or happen into a conversation with somebody and it's F this, F that, and everything and so forth and so on. But I can tell you, just from my experience, even at the woke gym there, Planet Fitness, that people don't really care what their language and who hears it. That's in general. Chris, would you agree with that just socially in general?
Usually, unless it's directly insulting. But in terms of, you know, the word itself, I think people don't really mind as much when it's just use, if that makes sense. Like, people will take offense to, you know, saying bleep you, but nobody will, or most people won't bat an eye to saying what, you know, the heck is that? Fill the word heck in with something else.
Right. Okay, do you, because I do it once in a while. If I'm, you know, whether it's at the gym or maybe at a restaurant or something like that, and I overhear, you know, a couple of profanity things, I automatically turn my head, but not all the time. Or do you ever do that?
Not just turn my head, or sometimes I'll tune into it and be like, wait, what are they talking about that, like, you know, requires them to say that in public? It's weird because I don't have a problem saying it in public, but, like, you know, with so many people around, it kind of grabs the attention still.
Right. Well, then I get interested in the conversation. I want to eavesdrop. Hi. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Is this KPRL?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I didn't expect that to happen. But, this is Laurie Strain, and I am the founder of Hope Within. It's a local nonprofit that is here to bring awareness and education and help fill the gaps in our mental health services.
Okay.
Is it okay if I go ahead and share what I was calling to talk about?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. This nonprofit that we founded is to honor my son, Ian, who we lost to mental illness just under 3 years ago. He was 21 years old and an amazing young man who brought so much light and connection and love to this world that we have turned our pain into purpose by starting the nonprofit. And we really want to help our community in the mental health services because it desperately needs it. And we want to help others. So we are having our second annual Moonlight Sonata fundraising event on June 27th, and I wanted to just kind of get this information out there so we can, you know, educate and just really have an evening full of happiness and joy and love and spread the word that there is hope out there and healing is possible.
Could you do me a favor and send me, it's Kevin at KPRL.com, an email with all the information?
Yes, I would love to do that.
Okay. So
Kevin at APRL?
Yeah, .com.
Okay.
And just,
sure, I'll send you a flyer that we have.
Okay, and if you can leave, yeah, well, obviously I'll have your email address, but also your phone number on it as well.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much. And I hope to see everybody there. On again, it's June 27th. It'll be at Four Lanterns Winery in Paso Robles from 6 to 9.
All right. Best of luck. And again, I look forward to getting the information.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I'll send it over to you right now.
All right. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's see here. Can't answer that question yet, sir, so I won't bring it up on the air. On the text, once you pay for the radio station like Cyrus Radio, they have that crap F language all the time. People choose to pay for that. I guess that's what they like. Well, yeah, I mean, but there have been some things, some fines the FCC has laid down, particularly on Howard Stern's, that I don't know if they're still in the court or not. But again, that's your choice. But I'll go to, okay, the public airwaves. Well, the public will decide whatever the station is, rap music, country music, rhythm and blues, opera, jazz, you name it, news talk, sports radio, etc. I think it's leave it up to the public, not to the, although, again, Chris, I'm contradicting myself here. If the FCC said, look, boys, have at it, I wonder how many stations would be stupid enough to just kind of go, you know what, to the wall.
Buck wild?
Yeah, with it.
I think once the shackles of restrictions have been lifted, there is often a temptation for people to get a little too crazy with it before restraint is once again in order.
So you need guidelines?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I would agree with that. But again, I will go back to that. Well, if you let these knuckleheads do whatever, the public will eventually, I think, decide. You know, because the FCC has come down on stations for stupid April Fool tricks on the air. And every year, without fail, maybe a week or a couple of days before April 1st, get an FCC or get an email from the FCC attorney in Washington on some of the do's and don'ts to be, basically don't be stupid on April Fool's Day. Now, some of these old skits that used to happen, and I can't think of anyone specifically, any one of the skits or pranks that were done on the air. Again, I can't remember any of them specifically, but I know that because people started to complain because they got embarrassed or they did something stupid along with the skit that, they started suing the radio stations, and then the FCC came in. And I think it's just indicative of the times. So anyway, all right, we're going to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A convicted murderer who's 20 years old at the time of his crime could be released early on parole. 36-year-old Patrick Wallett was convicted by a jury in 2009, alongside now 54-year-old Chad Westbrook, for the murder of Joshua Holgate at his mobile home in San Luis Obispo. Part of Wolf's parole is because he is a youthful offender under the age of 26 at the time he committed his crimes. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released another update yesterday evening for votes counted in San Luis Obispo County. Michael Aaron Woody remains ahead in the District 2 supervisor race with 52% of the votes. For District 4, Jimmy Paulding is ahead with 52% as well. The next update will be provided today by 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump on a peace deal with Iran says it might not happen, or it could happen over the weekend. But four Republicans joined all Democrats voting to halt military action on Iran.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208.
That war powers vote will meet President Trump's veto pen. California is still counting. Republicans Steve Hilton and Spencer Pratt still holding on to their places toward a November runoff for governor and L.A. mayor. Water will flow to the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Renovation. inspections complete by the builder-in-chief.
Great concept that never worked because it always leaked. They used stone originally, and the stone leaks because it's got a lot of crevices. And we have a very special material that we use.
Painted flag blue, the president says the pool works wonderfully for the first time since it was built in 1922. America is listening to Fox News.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine today, low 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s, and we'll cool down a little bit more on your Friday. Upper 80s, low 80s on Saturday, mid 70s on Sunday. Upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, Thursday, mid 80s. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:16 p.m. We are now at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. It's a-coming. America's 250th, celebrating 250 years of freedom. And this will take place, let's see here, where will it take place? Oh, at the Templeton Park on Sunday, June 28th from 11 until 3. Tri-tip barbecue and some hot dogs, of course. And this is from the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. You'll meet local Republican candidates and elected officials. Patriotic remarks by District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults, just $40, and kids, absolutely free. All right. So, again, it's coming up on the 28th. They got it in early, so you will hear it again. Okay, it is, what day is this? June 27th. The Templeton Recreation Foundation and the Rec Department invite community to the 5K Beer Run in Templeton, Saturday the 27th. At the Barrel House Brewing, participants 21 age and older will receive a 5-ounce beer at the start of the race. The check-in is 7 a.m., and the beer run starts promptly at 8 a.m. All right, again, a fundraiser for the Templeton Rec. Go to TempletonRecFoundation.org and follow the instructions and have some fun. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, outstanding meals at outstanding prices. Okay, moving along. Birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy, happy birthday
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, graduation, weddings, Father's Day. All right, local celebrities today, Dustin Poland, Megan Cook, Patty Crenshaw, J.C. Bosevert, close enough, Nancy Johnson, Joe Friedling, Carolyn Dildine, Elizabeth Lobo, Owen and Susan Robinson, and Doug and Daphne Cook. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to one and all. Today's list, well, let's see here, of other people. Well, by George, King George VIII, 1738-1820. Rosalind Russell, gypsy, 1907-1976. Robert Merrill, the opera singer, 1917-2004. Dennis Weaver, Gunsmoke and McCloud, 1924-2006. Dr. Ruth, the sex therapist, it's Ruth Westheimer, 1928, she passed away in 2024. Bruce Stern, good actor, 1936. I loved him in The Cowboy. You know, the end there and the horse and all that kind of stuff. That's cool. Oh, boy. Freddie Fender, 1937-2006. Okay. Pat Studstill, football, 1938-2021. Sandra Haney, the golf champ, 1943. From the Average White Band, Roger Ball. He was a sax guy. 1944, from Mamas and the Bums, Michelle Phillips, 1944. Peter and Gordon, Gordon Waller, 1945. He passed away in 2009. Ed Newman played on a couple of Super Bowl teams with the Dolphins, 1951. Parker Stevenson, the actor, 1952. Onward we go. Elle DeBarge from the group DeBarge, 1961. Julie White, the actress, 1961. Lindsay Frost, 1962, the actress. Andrea Yeager, pretty good pretty good tennis player. She was born in 1965. Onward we go. Let's see who else is on the list. Russell Brand, the comedian, 1975. Angelina Jolie, 1975. J.C. Romero, not a bad pitcher, 1976. T.J. Miller, the actor, 1981. And I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right. Passing away on this day, the adventurer and Italian lover, Casanova. Blame it on the Casanova. He died in 1798. Clarence Williams from the Mod Squad, 2021. All right. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. The Wizard of Westwood, Mr. John Wooden. He died in 2010. Derek Leckenby from Hermit's Hermits, 1994. Jack Gilford, you remember him from the Cracker Jack commercials. He passed away in 1990. And Dorothy Gish, the actress, passed away in 1968. And let's see, who else? That is it. That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, he was not drafted in by the NFL. One of the reasons was in his senior year at the University of Houston, he played just 10 minutes. That was it. That was it. But he went on to have a pretty decent career and led the NFL in punt return yards in 62. In 1966, he led the league in both receiving yards and punting yards. He also tied an NFL record with a 99-yard touchdown reception. His career punting average was 41. But again, he was a two-time Pro Bowl receiver and receiving yards. So he had a pretty decent career. And he also played with the Lions and the Rams. Pat Studstill.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The San Miguel CSD is seeking candidates to fill three seats for its board of directors in the November election. Two seats are full four-year terms, which go till 2030, and there's one two-year term ending in 2028. The CSD board meets every fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m. in San Miguel's Senior Center. SLOCOG voted to place the Local Roads First transportation tax measure on the November 2026 ballot. This came from a 10-2 vote by its board of directors. This would levy a half-cent sales tax for dedicated transportation improvements in SLO County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was a technical advisor on the film The Longest Yard in 1974, and he acted and was in more than 300 commercials. Now, he was had a recurring role on Dukes of Hazzard and also appeared in Magnum P.I., The Incredible Hulk, and Paper Lion. Pat Studstill, He died in Los Angeles in 2021. He was 83. This hour brought to you by the good folks at Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.